Nolte, 2024 Box Office, Normal Thrives as Woke and Grooming Die. By John Nolte on March 11, 2024. The fourth chapter of the Kung Fu Panda series and Dune, Part 2 are bright spots in an otherwise dismal box office year. Gee. I wonder why? Goodwill is so strong for Jack Black's 16-year-old franchise that Kung Fu Panda 4 grossed $58.3 million in its debut weekend, which is better than 2011's Kung Fu Panda 2, $47.6 million, and 2016's Kung Fu Panda 3, $41.2 million. Maybe it's a good thing Jack Black hasn't called half the country Nazis. He's just a good dude who enjoys life and making people smile. The Disney grooming syndicate, which has had its last half dozen or so animated films flop here at home and all over the world, must be wondering about that. Also smoking up the box office is director Denis Villeneuve's Dune, Part 2, which grossed another $46 million in weekend 2, putting its domestic total at $157 million after 10 days. The Disney grooming syndicate, which has seen almost all of its 2023 blockbusters flop here at home and all over the world, must be wondering about that. Well, wonder no more, pervs. Both of these movies are made for normal people. Kung Fu Panda 4 is aimed at kids, not at grooming kids into a sex cult filled with transvestites and drag queens. Kung Fu Panda is about entertaining and spreading joy among children, whereas Disney aims to destroy their innocence prematurely. Kung Fu Panda wants to let kids be kids. Disney wants kids to become neurotic, confused, and easily exploited by adult predators. Dune, Part 2 undoubtedly has a lot to say about a number of social issues. But by all accounts, it does so the way intelligent movies should. Through theme, metaphor, moral complexity, complicated situations, and characters who behave like multidimensional human beings and not DEI stick figures. The woke-tard Madame Web is doornail dead and will flame out before it hits $50 million. The family-friendly Wonka earned $217 million domestic. The woke-tard Drive-Away Dolls has been out 3 weekends and still not crossed $5 million. The biopic for normal people called Bob Marley, One Love is overperforming and on its way to $100 million domestic. Disney's woke-tard Wish flamed out at $64 million. The rare rom-com made for normal people, Anyone But You, grossed an astonishing $88 million. But we were told rom-coms are dead. Well, look at what happens when you put two attractive people together for a little normal wish fulfillment both sexes can enjoy. If you make movies for normal people who are not obsessed with identity and gay sex, normal people will come. It's not the movies we hate, Hollywood. It's you we hate. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jjmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.